Now listen to part of a talk in an art history class.
Today we'll be talking about Mount Rushmore and the sculptor who created it, John Borglum. Are you familiar with Mount Rushmore? It's the huge sculpture of four U.S. presidents that's in the Black Hills in South Dakota. The four presidents in this sculpture are, from left to right, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. Now I'd like to discuss the sculptor who created Mount Rushmore. Borglum began this huge sculpture late in his life, at the age of 60, and it took 15 years to complete it. Borglum actually died at the age of 74, about a year before the sculpture was completed. It was Borglum's son who finished Mount Rushmore after his father's death. Borglum hadn't expected that the project would take so long to complete. When he began the project in 1927, he thought he would be able to finish it within 5 years, but it took 15 years instead. There were several causes of the delays, and one of them was government red tape. Do you understand what I mean by red tape? I guess I'd explain it as problems that come from dealing with government bureaucracy. Well, the project was originally commissioned by the federal government. This means that the federal government funded the project, and also that it had to approve decisions that were made concerning the project. Borglum found, when he had to deal with the government regarding each decision, that the project got slowed down considerably. This type of problem is what I'm calling red tape. In addition to problems with the government, or problems with red tape, the project was also slowed down considerably by Mother Nature. By Mother Nature, I'm referring to the kinds of problems that result from nature, from forces such as wind, rain, heat, or erosion. Well, here's an example of one of the many problems caused by Mother Nature. When Borglum was working on carving the face of Thomas Jefferson, a large crack developed in the stone, and Borglum actually had to move Jefferson's face because of this crack. Jefferson started out to the left of Washington, but when the crack developed, Borglum used dynamite to blast off the part he had already started carving. Then he moved to the other side of Washington and began carving Jefferson all over again.